Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Have that dump button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There is no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
Okay, episode number 37 of the absolute worst franchise in modern sports. Wow. I have to be very honest with you. I'm in a very rough spot right now. So my mother-in-law just got here from Dallas, right? Now she knows that I'm nuts with certain things, but I gotta tone it down with certain things. So I do have to get a few things off my chest, but I'm going to say it a little lower than I usually would. Number one, I can't fucking stand football. I hate it. I loathe it. I abhor. Here's a good word for you. Football. I fucking hate it. I sit there like all of us again, like this. Write down a note. Penalty. What a fucking bunch of losers these guys are. All right, so rather than just throwing 90,000 expletives out here, let me tell you my biggest takeaway, all right? They may have hired the wrong person. I'll be the first one to say it, okay? Does this look like a team that has a modicum of a plan? Does it look like, I mean, all we heard all summer was they tackle, they hit, they tackle, they hit. This team's fucking worse than they were last year with Saleh. They are worse. Wow. So they just look like they haven't practiced, which is the worst thing that you can't offer a more harsh indictment of a team than to actually sit, like doing what I do for a living, to open up a microphone and say, this team, any team, but in our case, this team, does not look as if they practice. They don't look like they practice. like, you know, I talk about this. How I coach the kids. I coach a few of my son's teams and my daughter's teams. Imagine like if a parent walked up to me or an opposing coach. Man, you guys suck. Do you guys even practice? Like, it's the most demeaning thing that you could possibly say about the, do you even practice? So I've got some real serious reservations about my man AG. I just do. And when they hired him, I was pumped. Okay. And I'm not fully abandoning ship. I think that for anybody to do that after four games is obviously completely missing the mark. It's just not sensible. But there are early signs that he is overwhelmed and that it is just a too big of a job for him. Now, let me get to his boy, Muji. Muji, you this roster that you put together is absolute trash. This roster stinks. The entire secondary is garbage. Garbage. You have, I do this for a living. And if there was a gun to my head, I'm not even sure if I can name all the wide receivers outside of Garrett Wilson on the fucking team. I don't even know if I know them all because there's such nobodies, such non-entity. Who are these guys opposite Garrett Wilson? Who are they? Now, Mason Taylor looks good. So at least Muji or Moogie, I still don't even know how you say his name. It looks like you got that one right. The Jets' inability to tackle is just disgraceful that they cannot wrap up. And I mean, like, there's two elements of tackle. Well, there's probably more than two, but I'm not a football coach. I'll just dumb it down. I can probably get deeper in the weeds. But the first thing you got to do is you got to be in the right position. All right? You know, you got to have your shoulder pads square, and you got to be low, and you got to look at the belt so you get the center of gravity, because that like the head fake can fool you, the arm can fool you, the belt's not fooling you. So there's certain things that you have to lock in on to know where the guy's going to go. They don't do that well. That's a given. But then even when they actually get to a body, they can't bring anybody down. They need like four or five guys. Come on in, guys. Let's call them the backup. Wow, their tackling is heinous. It is despicably bad how this team tackles. Now, let me get to the most overrated player in the NFL, Sauce. Absolute waste of a contract. I don't care what anybody says anymore about I'm not calling him Sauce anymore. Last year I called him Soft Gardner. Now I'm just going to call him Gardner, all right? Because he's at this point he just looks like a guy. I don't care how many times great, you know, coaches or, you know, Dan Orlovsky. And by the way, how bad was that broadcast team tonight? They messed up every graphic. Like, the Jets had the ball on like fourth down and it said Dolphins 3-for-5 fourth down conversions. They got three or four things wrong. The broadcast team was atrocious. Okay. So, and I noticed that when I get in one of these moods, everything starts to bother me. The commercials bother me. The announcers bother me. But really, those announcers were awful tonight. Right. But I can't tell you how many people that I do respect tell me how good Gardner is. Can I ask why? What does he do? He doesn't tackle. He doesn't turn you over. He never blitzes and gets a sack. What the hell does he do? What does he do? So, I mean, Garrett Wilson is an absolute stud. Baller. They paid him. That was the right move. Paying Gardner was the wrong move. And that is not an early read. That is one amazing first year and then really regression in the years following that. And here we are, dude, who just never shows up on, like, you forget about a pick six or, you know, popping a ball loose or strip sack on the blitz. Or I don't even like hear him. I don't even hear his name. I mean, the only thing the guy does is look good in a uniform. I mean, he looks good in a uniform. Maybe that's why everybody tells me how good he is, because he looks like a stud. He plays like ass. He doesn't do anything for the New York Jets. Zero. Let's see how this game started. First drive, fumble. Fumble at the one. And now Braylon Allen is probably out for the year because you have a 255-pound Mack truck back returning a kickoff. It's a smart move. That's a really smart move. So the first drive is a fumble. The second drive is a fumble. The third drive is a field goal that miraculously old man Folk hit. And then the fourth drive is a fumble. In the first half, they had 115 rushing yards. They had five penalties. But it really hit me. Like, you know, I didn't think this during the Steelers game. I choked up the Bills game as just a really bad game. Last week was maddening for a lot of different reasons, but they did have the spirited comeback, whatever. Okay. Tonight, it really, really hit me how low the Jets' talent base is. They got no fucking talent. They have no talent. Where's the talent? They really don't have any. And these stupid procedural, where is the one with Lazard? Why is this bum on the team? Can somebody explain to me? Aaron Rodgers is gone. Why is he still here? Why is Lazard on the team? Where was it? It was, let's see. All right, so Allen hurt. Yeah, so they're down 3-0. This is the Jets' second drive, right? And they have Hall with a 23-yard run and then Hall with a 4-yard run. Then Fields gets sacked. Then Mason Taylor had an 8-yard reception on 3rd down and 8, right? So they're moving the sticks a little bit. Before that, on the long run by Breece Hall, Taylor had a really good block. Now, it wasn't the kind of block where he popped him, but he sealed him off. He obviously the hands weren't outside the pads, and he let go and he turned. But he got in his way. He showed a willingness to block, and it was a really, really good block. Like, I can't emphasize enough, as pissed off as I am and as bad as they are, and as much as this season is going nowhere, Jets are picking top 3 or 4 in the draft. That's it. What a surprise. There's no great quarterback coming out. Yay, here we go. The luck of the Jets continues, right? So now you have on the Taylor 8-yard reception, now the Jets are at their own 41. It's 1st and 10. They've got momentum. Hall for 23, Hall for 4. You know, the 8 yards for Taylor, illegal shift, 5 yards. Illegal shift, 5 yards. And then you have the neutral zone infraction by Miami, so you get those 5 yards back. Then on 2nd and 8, you get a false start. And then you get an illegal shift on Garrett Wilson. What are we? And then Fields fumbles. What? 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 Just what? What? Oh, and then here's the false start by Lazard. You're a wide receiver. How do you false start? It's a wide receiver. Wow. So now this is the third drive. Fumble, fumble. This gets to a field goal. But, you know, Jets have, let me see. It didn't really sabotage an amazing drive. Hold on, I take that back. 1st and 10 at their own 36, and there's 46 seconds to go with 3 timeouts. This is the end of the first half, right? And that's when Davis had a little they get to midfield, and right before that, you had the false start by Lazard when they're trying to get some momentum. Now, they got the 58-yard field goal by Folk. I know I called him old man Folk. I'm just pissed at everybody. I didn't mean to diss him. He drilled it. He kicked well tonight. But then here we are. You're down 10-3. All right. Jets get the ball back. You knew they'd be able to run. Fumble the opening kick. Isaiah Williams, whoever that is. Fumble. Oh, yeah. And then the indignity, right? So, you know, this is not a complaint. This is just the reality of it, because I know what I do is it's a job that many of you would want, and I'm thankful. I've earned it, but I'm thankful, even though it is a job, right? It's not just sitting there with pom-poms rooting on the Yankees and these teams. Like, there's work, right? And this will attest to it. I'm sitting there, and I'm charting every single play. And I do the same thing for the Giants, right? I say this because last year I watched Darren Waller as a New York Giant. And what did he do? Nothing. Zero. Hey, Darren Waller, come on down. Guess what? We're going to reignite your career tonight. Why? Because you're playing these losers. That's why. Because you're playing the Jets. Come on out. Monday Night Football. Remind the whole nation how good you once were. And by the way, that was, all nonsense aside, that was a great throw by Tua, who I don't think is that good at all. That was a sick throw. Now, who got beat? Sauce, of course, up top. Now, Waller's taller. But that was about as high level the throw, because it wasn't just throwing it to a high side. I want to give credit where it's due. I don't want to be a complete maniac here. But not only was it high, but when you saw the other shot of it as Tua was rolling out, there was anticipation. So he kind of, he led him a little bit. You know, he was covered. Then he threw him open. Phenomenal. A-plus, sick throw right there. But this is just, like, I just, you know, I'll tell you. That, like, the, I'm just about to say the clock is ticking on Glenn. Let me just maintain an ounce of sensibility here. I'm not going to say that, but I am going to co-sign and restate what I said before. They may have hired the wrong person. They really might have. They really may have hired the wrong person. You know, it can't be said so often. What you're going to curtail, the penalties, the undisciplined play, the lack of tackling, and then all of that not only remain, but in certain areas get worse. Ev, I don't even have it in front of me. But I mean, I do, but it's under a million things on my computer. How many penalties did the Jets finish with? They have 11, 12, 13? Well, how many did they have? Anybody know in the comments? Do you know how many penalties they finished with? You have the box?
Yeah, look it up.
I just take my notes. I don't even look at the box score, but yeah, I mean, this was just this clots. It's just atrocious, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my mother.
Here we go. Penalties. 13 for 101.
How many?
13 for 101.
13 penalties for 101. And they had 5 in the first, 8 in the second. So if you come out sloppy, and, you know, you get reamed at the half. Hey, guys, you know, we got 8 penalties in the first half. What are we doing? You read in the riot act. They come out, they play buttoned-up football. The exact opposite. Because they came out and they were sloppy with 5 in the first half. And then whatever was said at halftime, that wasn't enough. Because then they had 8 in the second half. So whatever messaging was said, it ain't working. Now, I do want to be fair. I want to look at some of these comments in a moment. But I want to be fair. If we can get back to the full screen. I'm going to pull you back in after. Thanks, buddy. The talent base, like, we can't be unrealistic here, right? Like, I really did think, because the Jets do have a few very, although Gardner is not nearly what I and many of us thought that he was. So he has now been relegated to basically non-factor. Like, he now annoys me. So forget about being a superstar. He's becoming a guy very fast, right? But before that, and that even last week, I said the same thing with Sal. Sal's been saying that for a while. I resisted it. I said it this week on the Fan after the last game. He does nothing. I'm tired of him. But there was a thought, because he was great his first year, you know, and he made a Pro Bowl as well, like, in addition to being all pro year one, where he was, I thought he was going to be a transformative kind of player. I mean, I really did. So between him and Quinnen Williams, I know Quincy's heard, who I love, and I like Sherwood. You know, I'm sure I'm missing a player. But, you know, if everybody tells me Michael Carter is such a great slot corner. Is he really? I mean, a great nickel corner. What the hell does he do? Does he make any plays either? Oh, his PFF grade is this. How about the you ever break up a pass? You ever put one on the turf? You ever get a pick? Michael Carter, what does he do? And then the second corner is an absolute waste of money and space. And then you get further onto the third level, and every one of those cats is they're garbage. They, Adams, Cisco, take them all. They all stink, right? So there really just is a painful shortage of talent. There's not much here. So while I say that I'm worried about Glenn, he might not be the right man for the job. Muji, you assembled an awful roster. You might not be the right man for the job. But I will balance it with, at least by understanding and pointing out, that their talent base is not very good. So I don't. Can you make a poor tackler or a good tackler? I don't know. I didn't coach football. I played football for 2 years. That's it. You know, I that wasn't my sport. You know, I watch it like you. You know, I know it on a level that many of you know it. Maybe a little bit more in certain spots, but I only played for 2 years and I hated it because I played the offensive line. A million years ago, when we never, you know, I should have been playing quarterback, but they didn't throw. back then. So I'm on the old line. I'm getting pushed around because I wasn't big. I'm like, this sucks. I'd rather play football in the street, throwing the Nerf ball 45, 50 yards on a fly from my telephone pole to my buddy's Tommy's telephone pole in front of his house. So, like, I'm not going to get in the weeds schematically, try to be something that I'm not. But so I honestly don't know the answer. I mean, if I think about it in baseball terms or basketball terms, can you make a poor defender a plus defender? I don't know. I don't know that you can make him a plus defender. You can probably make him a passable defender, a competent defender, like, you know, Wade Boggs is somebody who comes to mind. I know this is not the time to bring it up because he regressed starkly this year. But Pete Alonso was, a fire hydrant at first base. And he at least became competent until he forgot how to throw and all the other stuff that infiltrated his game this year. So I do believe hard work and repetition could get you from bad to average or average to slightly above, but you're not going from bad to good. There's not many examples of that. And I'm sorry. And every single week they tackle like it's optional. It is just utterly disgraceful how they tackle. God, they stink. All right. Glenn is not on the field. Now, see what happens with all the comments. I'm reading one and then more come in, so I kind of lose it. So I can't necessarily do it verbatim. I didn't even see who it was from. Basically, somebody's getting on me for getting on Glenn, basically saying that, you know, well, he didn't fumble. And I understand that. I get that. Players have to do their job. Understood. You know, that's why he cut Gibson after week one, because he didn't do his job and he wasn't doing it well before he got here. I get that. But your job as a coach is to have your team in a certainly in a timely manner, you know, getting the plays in. That's also coordinators. There's an execution and there's a learning curve. I get it. But then don't feed us the nonsense of, I don't know what the same old Jets is. We're not the same old Jets. You're right. You're worse. You're absolutely worse in certain areas than the same old Jets. I will give them credit, though. I will not about Aaron. Like, you know, I'm not going to blindly state anymore, which is what I did when they hired him, that I believe that he's going to turn this around. I have no idea. I don't. A lot of what I said when he was brought in, he was with Detroit, even though their defense was He's a Parcells guy. He's a Jet. I love this press conference. He's no nonsense. He's old school. Virtues that I hold near.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear to my heart, but that was all a projection. Now I'm reacting to what I'm seeing, and what I'm seeing is slop. So why should I be impressed? Of course, it's not his fault that Allen fumbled at the one. I get that, but what about the 13 penalties? You know, what about the shoddy tackling from week one, play one? I mean, that's not on me. That's not on the audience. That's his team. You know, and now what Aaron's done, and unfortunately, is, you know, he's been a little, I don't know if the word's combative, but he certainly resisted that narrative. And guess what? Now it's going to come back. And it's going to come back to him, you know, hey, Cope, I go on the air right after these games. I don't know what he said in his press conference. I'm recording it. I'll watch it tonight, talk about it tomorrow on The Fan. But if I'm a reporter in that room, not that I'm trying to, you know, be disrespectful or make his life unnecessarily complicated, but at some point, somebody's got to circle back to, you know, hey, coach, you told us we're not the same old Jets. Well, you know, and ask him to expand on that. You know, he's the one who keeps bringing it up. about the same old Jets, the stories, the narratives, you know, the scouting report, the characteristics of a losing franchise. He brought it up. So it's fair game. Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. When your computer breaks, you don't wait for it to magically start working again. You fix the problem. So why wait to hire the people your company desperately needs? Use Indeed sponsored jobs to hire top talent fast. And even better, you only pay for results. There's no need to wait. Speed up your hiring with a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's this here? You have to talk about the fair catch at the 2-yard line. That's coaching. That's awareness. That is having no clue what you're doing. That is not being buttoned up, period. By the way, I'm going to take you on a little ride here, right? I was actually thinking, you know what? Make sure you don't tweet the wrong thing here, because I was getting perilously close to just, you know, ripping off something absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've never done that, and I don't plan on doing it, but I was tempted. All right, so let's see. Oh, this one. Oh, you know what? This is a quick aside. As I look at my tweets here, I did tweet this one. I was tweeting a lot today. I usually don't tweet that much. I said, I'm still not sure why the Mets booth had such an issue with the Marlins taking a team photo. Pretty damn petty, actually. Yeah, what was up with that? Gary Cohen and Ronnie, what are you complaining about, dude? They're taking a picture. Relax. It's not their fault you guys choked. All right. Now, yeah, the first tweet was, well, and I was still in a decent mood because I'm like, they'll run the ball on them all night. It'll be a tight game. We'll have a chance to win. Well, that's a new script. And then what I meant, and with a little laughing emoji, what I meant by that was, you know, usually most Jet teams come out and they don't score. They don't move the ball. You sit there and you're bored to tears. You know, it's 10-0 at the half. We're 13-3 late in the third quarter. I mean, like the last 10 years or so. What I mean by it's a new script, they looked amazing. And they had, I think, 12 of the first 13 plays were runs. They had like 76 yards, I think it was, 76 or 67 in the first drive. And then, you know, so the new script will be they look amazing, and then they fumbled at the one. That's new, right? And then the next tweet, this Jets defense is absolute dog shit. The next tweet, I subtweeted that the New York Jets history Twitter account, they do a good thing. They wrote, I can't take much more of this. And I just wrote terminal pain, terminal torture. And then my guy Rami at the station writes, sauce stinks. And I wrote, subtweet, does absolutely nothing. As overrated as players, anybody in the NFL. I mean, I'm sort of tweet barrage here. Then I wrote, truth of the matter, in totality, the Jets' talent base is absolute garbage. And then I wrote, yay, let's fair catch at the two, locked in squad. And then poor Joe Namath jumps into it. And Joe writes, I've got to believe the Jets can play better. Poor us. At least Joe won. We need to stay positive and hope they come out firing. So I subtweeted Joe, and I just wrote, Joe, comma, they absolutely suck. And then I subtweeted my earlier tweet about, with the link to this for the Unkillable YouTube live reaction. I wrote, for some idiotic reason, I'm going to waste more time and energy talking about these losers. Join me. Why don't you? It's been that kind of night, huh? A lot of fun. You know, it doesn't mean that Aaron's not going to grow into a good coach, but this is what people mean when we talk about hiring somebody with experience. Like, if the Jets, you know, they could have had Harbaugh. I don't even know if he would have wanted this job a couple of years ago. Why would you? They probably wouldn't, you know. But when you hire somebody who's never done it before, I don't care how bright they are and how, like, inherently good you feel about the move, it's just a lot harder. Everything's new. They're starting over. There's no real plan. It's all trial and error. And with a tortured fan base and a disgruntled, disenfranchised fan base like this fan base, you know, I mean, the tolerance it's already over. And the bottom line is, it is not even October. Here, I was texting Sal earlier, right? And he wrote back, and he's right. I'm not going to read it, but he basically said something like, they're already irrelevant. They're already, if they lose this, they're already, excuse me, already irrelevant. It's not even October. And the New York Jets are already irrelevant. At least the Giants, now they lose neighbors, but at least the Giants have Dart, you know, and Fields had that electric run. But, man, he throws the ball. Some of his throws are awful. The first throw of the night to Breece Hall is wide open. It's a knuckleball. My son, who's 10 years old and plays quarterback, he's like, Dad, he's like, that wasn't even a spiral. And, like, Breece had to, like, jump up and contort himself. Put it on his fucking hands. Let's see. What about a big-time college coach? Nah, I'm not looking at that. There was, you know, I stopped taking notes at the last 5-6 minutes. I really did. But you just – there's no – I just don't feel like – I just don't feel like they're well-run. And I didn't think I'd be feeling that. I'm just coming real. Like – I thought, I'm going to take you back to my mindset during the summer. And I said, this, now, keep in mind, AVT was still healthy. You know, I wanted Membud, so I love him. Fashion is going to be really good. You know, Pittman solid, you know, whatever. So I knew the O-line would be good. And I knew that they would commit to running the ball. And I knew that Fields would make some plays with his legs. And by doing that, I thought it would kind of open up some bigger gash plays for Garrett Wilson. And it actually has. The big throw against the Steelers tonight could have had 2 touchdowns. Yeah, that the PI, that was the right call. He extended his arm. What a brilliant catch, though. My God, Garrett Wilson is just ridiculously good. He is so talented. What a gamer. What a stud. But the point is, as I assess the Jets, and I'm like, all right, you got Jermaine Johnson coming back. You got Q. You got Quincy. You got Sherwood. You got Gardner. You know, I knew they'd miss DJ Reed, but I didn't think they'd miss him this much. I just thought, I'm like, man, how could they not, if they just get past the first month, and here we are, just squeeze out a win? I thought they'd beat the Steelers. They almost did. I didn't think they'd beat the Bills. You know, last week I wasn't really sure. I picked Tampa to win, but before the year, I'm like, they got a chance. You know, Tampa, I respect Bowles, and I respect Baker. Godwin didn't play, half the row line didn't play. So I'm like, in real time, I'm like, they could win this game. Of course they didn't. And then tonight, I'm like, Miami was on the precipice of a mutiny. You think they really love the coach? I mean, Tyreek Hill had no explosive plays until tonight, until he got hurt. That was gruesome, dude. I can't watch that anymore. For a guy whose knee went completely the wrong direction, he was frighteningly calm. I actually wondered to myself, I don't think that they do this. I got to ask Tiki. I really don't think that they do this. I'm sure they would do this in the ambulance. I'm sure they would do this in the tunnel if they had to, in the locker room. An injury like that, where I don't mean an ACL or a busted shoulder or an MCL, even an Achilles, which is very painful, and I had that. It's painful. But I mean like dislocated ankle, like Dak a couple of years ago, or what happened to Joe Theismann years ago with LT, or what happened tonight to Tyreek Hill. Like, I wonder, I'm like, did they just shoot him up with adrenaline or some sort of, like, I mean, in the huddle when he was on the field, because he's waving to the crowd like, this guy is as tough as nails. And I'm saying to myself, well, maybe he's still in shock, but his facial expression didn't seem like he was. That was absolutely horrendous. But the point is about the Jets, you know, they had no explosive plays until Tyreek got loose before he got hurt. They were winless. Their defense stings. Jets ran all over them. Dolphins are going absolutely nowhere this year. So as I formulated what the Jets could be this year, part of my calculus was, well, Miami's not going to be that good. I know the Patriots put 40-something up this weekend, but Vrabel is the guy that I actually really wanted. Glenn was number two for me. Vrabel was always my guy. Look back at the old pods. I'm not just saying that now. But still, I mean, they're a year or two away from, I would think, being really, really good. And now, you know, you're going to play the Bengals without Burrow. Dallas defense is horrendous. That's a home game. I thought that if things went well, I'm thinking maybe 9-8. This was, again, later stages of the summer. 9-8 with a, maybe a little luck on the periphery of the wild card. So, like, if you're sitting there in December and you see in the hunt on the graphic, they're actually in the hunt, you know, a puncher's hunt, you know, not leading anything, but a puncher's shot. They're 0-4. I mean, is this 3-14? Is that what it is? And if it's 3-14, what do you do with quarterback next year? What do you do? Steve Wilkes will be gone. No freaking chance he's back. So that was a bad hire by Aaron Glenn. We can wonder whether or not the Jets hired the right or the wrong person in Glenn. And I know it's still early for Aaron. It's not too early for me to say Aaron Glenn absolutely butchered the decision to hire Wilkes. Awful choice. And really everybody in the NFL knew it. Not one person was like, wow, that's a good hire by AG. Everybody was like, why would you hire him? And now you're saying it even louder. He's bad. Worst team in the NFL, same old Jets. Keep hiring first-time coaches. This is what you get. Yeah. Oh, my God. Typical Jets, 0-4. Dropping my pen. I'll tell you, I'm not too far away from this podcast just being hopped up on gummies. Yeah, kidding you. I'm not sitting through this nonsense for the next 3 months, actually, like, you know, sitting there taking notes and actually presenting, like, the, you know, the mechanics of the game, loss after loss after. I might have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
taking gummy here, so I ordered it though. Ev, jump in for a second, my man. Evan, he is part of the miserable crew as well. We love him. Look at him. He is still young. You see, I am not young. I am not old, but I'm not young. You know, you see a little smile lines here. I got a couple of years, you know, been in the sun, play ball, whatever. Been around a little bit. This young man is still young. Look at that young face. 20, how old are you again? 20?
25.
It's a young man. Check back in 3 years. Let's see what he looks like. Check back in five. I mean, he is going to be, check back in 10. He is going to be a beaten down figure, a withered human being compared to what he looks like right now because of the football team that, like idiots, we all chose to root for. So congratulations, Ev.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I never realized going into the past couple of days, I was like, you know, I really hate the Atlanta teams. I really hate the Philly teams in the NFL. I really hate the New England teams. I never realized how much the Miami teams, they've destroyed my entire life the past couple of days.
I can't stand that team.
The Marlins and the Dolphins have destroyed everything in my being the last 2 days.
That's right.
The Marlins. I don't know what to do.
Listen, by the way, I don't know if you're a big Knicks guy, but the Heat have given us a couple of tough losses over the years. Now, we got them a bunch as well, but the Heat have hurt us too. Pat Riley leaving, them winning championships, Ewing getting none, D-Wade getting his with LeBron and Bosch. Yeah, see, Miami was the team that I couldn't stand growing up because the Bills were irrelevant. The Patriots were fairly irrelevant, and the Dolphins had Dan Marino. And we had, I mean, you know, older Jet fans know this. We had some amazing high-scoring shootouts, Wesley Walker, Kenny O'Brien, some fun games there on YouTube, like 54-45, but I don't know, whatever the score was, that crazy game where Wesley had four touchdowns. But we had a lot of really fun battles, but we would usually come up on the wrong end of the stick, and they had Don Shula, we didn't. They had Dan Marino, we didn't. You know, like, so that was the team. And there were a lot of guys in my neighborhood growing up in the 80s that liked the Dolphins. No, I couldn't stand them. They're stupid, you know, the orange and teal uniforms and that stupid little dolphin. They try to make the dolphin, and I love animals. I mean, dolphins are beautiful animals, but like they try to make a dolphin look tough and intimidating. Their field sucks. That field looks like it should be in the middle of Germany or somewhere else in Europe. It's a soccer stadium that they happen to play football at. The turf is terrible. Everybody was slipping. Everybody complains about the MetLife turf. The turf tonight was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it looked like they just had a concert there. It was like the green was like 19 different shades of green. It was nuts.
It really was. It was.
And the craziest thing for me, too, this past week was I was like, they trade for Brownlee, right, from the Titans?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is an interesting. Let's look on Twitter, see if there's any of these people who have a breakdown. The first thing I see, he's walking in with a boot to last week's game with the Titans. I was like, just traded for a guy who's going to be useful when we're 0-8? What is going on?
I know. I saw that too. What? What is this? Is this now? Did I miss something here? I saw this. Hold on. Where's Connor? Connor's really good. Connor Hughes. I like Connor.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's being facetious here. He wrote. Remember when Glenn and Garrett and hold on, I want to make sure I'm not missing anything here. Hop on, actually, you do this, Ev. Hop on Soch, right?
Yeah.
Go to Connor, because he tweeted, I'm not going to tweet, I will not write about what happened between Aaron Glenn and Garrett Wilson on the sideline. Now, it's funny, because my wife even said, oh, what's going on with them? And I said, no, I said, I think Garrett loves him, and I know Aaron loves him. I don't know if Connor, if I missed the joke in there or something like that. And then it says,
yeah, I see that. 44
anything minutes. Going on?
It doesn't. They haven't. He hasn't said. He said Aaron Glenn giving a very passionate speech to the Jets locker room. Can hear it outside the other side of the wall. He was laying into them quite a bit, which is.
I see that. Yeah. If you go down about three or four tweets below that on his timeline.
I see that. I will not write about what happened with Aaron Glenn.
You see that, right?
On the sideline. I know right after he scored that touchdown, that was like. It was like they were reviewing it and everything. I know they were having a pretty like passionate moment on the sideline.
Yeah, but I thought it was like, hey, I got you. Hey, I thought it was all like rooted and good. I thought it was just two you know, two winners, even though he literally hasn't won yet as the head coach of the Jets, but as a player and as a man, he's absolutely a winner. Let's not get it twisted with Aaron Glenn. I mean, that man's rooted in all things good. Just don't know if he's going to be a good coach, but he is a winner, and so is Garrett Wilson. So I just assumed that it was almost like AG saying, hey, hold it together. I know it's tough. Like something along the lines of trying to be more together. I don't know. I got to find out what happened when I get off the pod here. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty unique thing. We had a
couple, people are writing Garrett Wilson was I know he was in his face. I didn't see like he was in his face. You thought that Garrett Wilson was in Aaron Glenn's face? I didn't take it that way.
Oh, it says all these people in the comments are saying it's rooted in a joke that Connor wrote about Dart and the Giants with Dable and Dart.
Got it. Okay. There I go. Figured it. That all right, because Connor's – I love Connor. I think he's very good at his job.
Yep.
So,
yep.
All right, good. All right, well, that's one less thing we have to worry about.
Exactly.
At least the star player isn't about to say tomorrow, trade me.
Exactly.
No, he's good.
Yeah, now, some of the catches he makes are insane. It's like – and it's crazy because it feels like every quarterback he has, he just makes the guy probably look two times better than he is. It's insane. I know. Just comes out and he's the only option. So it's the way he manages to get open is crazy to me.
I don't even think
you don't have to block anybody.
Did they even target another receiver? I'm not talking about Mason Taylor, it was a tight end.
I think Josh Reynolds may have got like a very small one over the middle, but
I know he was open on one of them and he didn't throw it to him. I didn't like the 4th-and-1 play call to Isaiah Davis. And even Orlovsky's like, you got to put the ball in the hands of your best player.
Exactly.
Did you think, again, I want to make sure I'm not just wrapped up in being pissed off here. I thought they missed a couple of late hits on Justin Fields tonight. I really did.
Yeah, no, there was that one where they – and the other craziest thing was there was that one call where they called – I think it was holding on the Jets. And then they show Joe Tippmann's helmet getting ripped off. They rip off something else pops out. I don't know what that was. Something he wears under. Maybe it was part of his helmet.
No, his helmet was off. It was hands to the face, clearly. And Tippmann even put his hands back like, whoa, do you guys see what's going on? Rather than retaliating. So he showed some restraint there. And that would have been, instead of a penalty on the Jets, that would have been offsetting penalties. And that hurt them.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's just
I'm going to sleep, dude.
I got you.
Hey, listen, I wish I had more for you tonight, guys, but I got to save it for the fan tomorrow. Why is Breece on the maybe I'll just look at a couple more comments. Why is Breece on the sideline so much? I don't know. Maybe he's gassed. Maybe he's not in great shape. Maybe he's putting his hand up and saying, help me out. Fumble on the one says it all. Oh, the pain. Yeah, no, Dolphins are terrible. Still managed to beat the Jets. God awful. I guess this is the question. 2-15. Yeah, 2-15 is AG fired. Man, I can't imagine that they – I don't – I can't imagine they fire him under any circumstance. I really can't. Sauce is trash. Refs and penalties cost the game. I don't want to hear about the refs. Even though I brought it up, I mean, I've been on the air for, what, 40 minutes and 25 seconds. I just brought it up 3 minutes ago about the late hits on Justin Fields. Stop. Yeah, nobody wants to hear from the Jet fan. Listen, I mean, the Dolphins, everybody gets bad calls. Come on. So what? Are you telling me that wasn't an offensive pass interference on Garrett Wilson? It was. He clearly disengaged with his arm right before. And that's what got him the separation, independent of how amazing the catch was. If he doesn't get that little shove, does he make the catch? I'm not so sure. That's an easy call. They got that one right. Did they miss a couple? Yeah, they did. There was one procedural one that was that the Lazard one? No, I think that was Fields on the illegal shift or so. They all blend together. I don't even know. 13 penalties. Basically, everybody's guilty. All right, I'm out. I can't do this anymore tonight. I'm not wasting any more time. Listen, I appreciate you guys hanging out. We will do this again during the week. We'll do it again when they lose to the Cowboys. I'm sure they'll lose this game now. Who knows where it goes? It's going to. This is just the reality of New York and a team that has this heaviness around them for this long. It is, whether it's right or wrong, it is already going to be ugly for Aaron Glenn. That's the way this works. I can promise you that there are going to be a lot of people calling me tomorrow saying they hired the wrong guy. He's not it. He should be fired after the season. Doesn't mean that it's going to happen. Doesn't mean that they'll be right. But this is now just something else that just kind of suffocates and clouds the whole operation. It can never just be smooth. It can never just get off the ground, little success early, build it incrementally, you know, like all the other teams in the NFL, win a game that you're not supposed to win. Like, they can never do that. It's just, it is just so disheartening. And it is, it's our pathetic, but very real and very unfortunate reality. That's all there is to it. There's no story to go. There's nowhere to go. My son actually, and he's kidding. He was kidding. And because he knows dad would never go for this, and he's not like this either. But at one point, he's dead. He says to me right before Fields' run, he goes, "Dad," and he was kind of smiling because he knew my reaction. He goes, "Dad, can we just switch teams?" Oh, God. He actually said that. And I know he didn't say it like with this longing face, like, "Dad, can we?" That would have hurt more. But he said it in like in a jovial way. Which means I now know that he's old enough, even at 10, to understand how shitty his football life is, you know? And I said, never. I said, that's not how we do it, you know? And then literally next play, Fields housed it for 45 or 44, whatever it was. I said, you see? I said, that's what, of course, they lose the game, but, you know, at least it was a nice moment for a second. All right, guys. See you tomorrow on The Fan at 10 with Sal. A lot of Yankees tomorrow. We'll keep finishing up. You know, what the Mets are going to do. This Jet situation, which is absolutely an eyesore, grotesque. It stinks. I'm very worried about this, the future here with the coach. He has rattled my confidence. There is no way around it. Hey, if you got the Jet fans around the country, let them know. All right. Send them the link to the YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Download. The more you guys download, the more I can do. All right, the more downloads we get, the more budget we can do, the more things we can do with guests and maybe take the show on the road if they ever get good, which they probably never will. But the more you follow this, the more you consume this, the more you talk about this on social and get the word out there about the Unkillable Pod, trust me, if you like me, if you like what I do, then you're doing me a solid and you'll get more of this, okay? Having said that, hey, Unkillable, hence the name, no matter what you do. You can't snuff out our soul. We are here forever as soldiers of these losers. Have a great night, everybody. I'll catch you tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.